Okay, live from the Weisberg rooftop. Very possibly one of the last meetings on the Weisberg rooftop. We were zochet to come to the Old City today to have our last Nasha Nigin, Parsha Shmuz situation. We went to Holy Bagel. Mr. Weisberg was so kind to invite us up to his rooftop to sing and to share Divrei Torah. And it's hard to describe the scene. If you're listening to this voice recording, it's almost impossible to describe the scene. I never had such a clear view of Har HaBayis in my life. Never this high up, even higher than Eish HaTorah, if you will, on top. Looking over Har HaZeisim on the right-hand side, where all the tremendous, many, many tzaddikim are buried. And on the left-hand side, smack in the middle, Har HaBayis. Just unbelievable, unbelievable view. An unbelievable perspective. And I just decided to cancel the entire shmooze that I was going to give before. I owe you a shmooze on Parshas by Yaakov Pekudei, but instead, I'll tell you some thoughts and some feelings that I have as we close this man together. This week's parsha is Vayakel Pekudei, also Achodesh. Achodesh. Vayakel Pekudei, we know, is the last two parshios that describe the Mishkan. And it's also the end of Sefer Shmos. The Shabbos is Chazak. Shabbos Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, and Chazak. It's a time to kind of put an end. It's a very appropriate Shabbos to have an end of our Zman. We were zochet to have a very, very long Zman together. We had a Zman that started on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan 5 months ago almost. And it finishes this coming week on Monday when the Shiva ends officially. And there's no really more appropriate time than Parshas Achodesh, Chazak, Chazak, Vizchazek, and the Mishkan coming to a close to kind of wrap everything up together. Let me try to explain. The Ramban says at the beginning in his introduction to Sefer Shmos that the book of Shmos is called the book of Golus and Geula. It's called the book of redemption, of exile and redemption. The Golus part I get. No? What's the Golus part? The Golus part is Tzias Mitzrayim, being in Mitzrayim, Parsha Shmos, Va'era, Bo, Mishach, that's the Golus. But it's also the Parsha Rabosei of Geula. It's also the Sefer of Geula. Where's the Geula? Where's the Geula? So the Ramban says it's not good. It's the Tzias Mitzrayim, it's true, but it's not just that. Because the second whole half of the book of Sefer Shmos is not about Mitzrayim. It's Matan Torah and then the Mishkan. Why is that Geula? And the Ramban explains so beautifully that Geula means, my friends, doesn't just mean leaving a place. It doesn't mean getting out of Mitzrayim. That's not the full Geula. That's part of the Geula. Geula means going back to the way things are supposed to be. How are things supposed to be? So in the times of Mitzrayim, it was going back to the restoring of the Shechina that existed when there were when the Avos were around. The Avos were called the Merkava LaShechina. The Avos were called the chariot of the Shechina. Wherever the Avos went, that's where Hashem's presence went also. Hashem went with Avram down to Mitzrayim, and with Yitzchak wherever he was, and with Yaakov in Canaan and Mitzrayim. That's where they were Geulim. And then there was a phase of Golus. What was that phase? Mitzrayim. And after that, there was Geula. What was the Geula? It was coming back to the place of restoring the Shechina. How was that restored? When was that restored? It was restored at Har Sinai, and it was continued in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was taking the Har Sinai experience, my friends, taking the connection to Hashem, the clear connection to Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzitzcha Meir Yitzrayim, which we saw, Hashem said to us, I am your God. Lo Yiyah Lecha Olam Acharim. Hashem spoke to every single Jew at Har Sinai and said, we have a relationship. And that relationship continued in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan lasted. And then my friends, it went. It was transferred, continued to the Beis HaMikdash. Look behind you. Look. Turn around a little bit if you're facing another way. It went right over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen to this pasuk we said this morning. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. Hashem chose there, right across from our eyes. It feels like it's 5 feet away. Hashem chose Tzion Iva. He desired the Moshav Lo. That's his place. That's where he wanted to rest the Shechina. That's where the Geula was. And then we left the Midbar. We came to Eretz Yisrael. We had a Beis HaMikdash. for 410 years, for 420 years. And now, my friends, we've been in a very, very long galus. A very, very long galus. A galus that began 2,000 years ago when there was a churban bayis sheni. And a galus that's still, unfortunately, ever present till this day. And we're still in galus. And the biggest proof that we're still in galus, my friends, is we look on our bayis now, we see a golden dome, which is unfortunately not what's supposed to be there. We see a place that Muslims unfortunately have pretty much control over, and they do whatever they want on there. And that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be ours. It's supposed to be where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, let's have a Beis HaMikdash here. Let's have the most intimate, close relationship between us and Him. That's what's supposed to be right over there. So we're still in galus. As amazing as it is to sit and look out onto the Kotel and onto our Bayis, but we're still in galus. But my friends, just as the Jews throughout the ages were always hoping and dreaming and pining for the Geula to come, there was never a time in history like this time that we really feel so close to the Geula. There was never a time where you can get on a plane from anywhere you are in the world and in a matter of hours be in Eretz Yisrael. We sat in yeshiva this morning in Yerushalayim on Beit Vegan. We hopped in a car, hopped in some gets, hopped to Holy Bagel, hopped to a rooftop, and here we are. I always say, as I walk through Mamila Mall, we walk through Mamila, I always say I feel bad for Rimon and for all the stores in Mamila. Why? Because they're going to be bought out in 2 seconds, the second the business is rebuilt. And they're going to sell cows, sheep, and cattle for carbonos. And everyone's going to bring their animals, walk them through Mamila. That's how it's going to look. No Foot Locker and no Ribon and none of this Roladin. None of that stuff. It's going to be sheep and wine for Nesachim on the Mizbeach and oil and flour so we can have the Geula Shlema. My friends, this is Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh is to remind us and this is the month of Nisan. What's special about Nisan? The Gemara teaches us a beautiful expression. The Gemara says, "Ben Nisan nigalu." In the month of Nisan, we were redeemed. Uven Nisan asidin ligoyal. And in the month of Nisan, we are going to be redeemed. So it says in the Gemara. Open Gemara. I believe it's Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Ben Nisan nigalu. Uven Nisan asidin ligoyal. That means we're. If you always feel the Geula footsteps, Kal v'chomer now. Kal v'chomer as we hit with the Mishkan being finished, Chazak v'nis Chazek, and then we read HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chadashim to remind us that Nisan is the month of Geula and the Geula is going to come. We're coming to Pesach, my friends. Pesach is the holiday of Geula, the holiday of redemption. It's true, it was a Geula with a lowercase gimel. It was a portend, which means it was a small miniature of the ultimate geula. It was a small geula. It was a small geula compared to what's going to be. We're zocha to have had a beautiful zman together, I must say, a zman of learning, a zman of growth, a zman of trying to work on a benon l'chaveru, trying to cut back on some of our comments, maybe that were some hurtful and biting comments, trying to work on being in making ourselves in an environment that's more appropriate and more refined. My friends, you know what that is? All of that we experienced for the last, Baruch Hashem, many months together in yeshiva, that's all our miniature geula. If there were certain words that we used to say, we don't say those words anymore, that's a little geula. If there was a hasmada increase, I thought I could learn for half an hour, and I learned last night for 6 hours straight. That's a geula. If tzitzis was hard for me, and now I put them on with simcha in the morning, that's a geula. If I never connected to tefillah in my lifetime, because tefillah was always something which I had to do, and I was forced to do, and they were taking attendance if I was there or not, and now I come because I want to talk to Hashem. That's geula. This is Geula. These are all steps in the Geula process. And if we realize that, Rabbosai, if we realize that every step and every single move we make towards the Geula is part of the Geula process, we should realize we're almost there. We're going to daven Mincha in 1 minute. Think about this bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. We'll stop with this. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, Tika. Hashem, we ask Hashem to blow b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu, with a big shofar to redeem us. My friends, what in the world does that mean? What's a big shofar? How big is it?
1,000
amos. Really? Well, we discussed that in my house on Shabbos. A big shofar. 1,000 amos. Good. So it goes over both sides. My Kesed mentioned a very nice chat at my house. Those that weren't there, you can ask the birthday boy Sammy for the Chazor Shir on that complicated Dvar Torah. But I want to say a nice pshat, a different pshat. This is a pshat which I read many years ago and it stuck with me. Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. The big shofar says the who says this Dvar?
Belzer
Rebbe. No, it's not the Belzer Rebbe. It is. This Dvar is set over from the... It'll come to me hopefully soon. I forgot who. Hopefully it'll come to me. It says an amazing verse. Tika b'shofar gadol means there was lots of cries throughout the ages in the Jewish people. Lots of cries. Some cries were cries of pain and suffering. Some cries were cries of joy. Salvation. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hallel. There were tons of cries and yearnings and pinings for the Geula. You know what's going to happen when the Geula comes? The shofar gadol is... all of those sounds, of all of the sounds, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the pain and the celebration of all the ages are going to come together in one big sound. And they are all going to form the Geula. If we daven for someone that needs a refuah shlema, that's part of the Geula. If we thank Hashem for the gift that He gave us in life, for our families, for our friends, for our yeshiva, for all the gifts of it, that's part of the Geula. And that's all part of the shofar gadol. Take the huge sound of all those sounds, shofar gadol, all those sounds of all the ages, and sound that sound together. And we should realize, my friends, we're very close. We're almost there. We're almost there. Chafetz Chaim, many years ago, said, "We're almost there," and he wasn't just talking. We're almost there. We're really almost there. What would he say right now? Chaim Kanievsky, who just was his first year, a year ago, gave people brachos they should greet Mashiach in their lifetime. His brachos came true all the time. His brachos came true all the time. He gave people brachos that are alive today. You should be zocher to greet Mashiach. We're almost there. We're at the footsteps. We're almost there. The Geula is near. I want to just take this opportunity to commend each and every one of you on a wonderful, beautiful Zman. It's not over. We still have Sunday and Monday, but a beautiful, wonderful Zman. A Zman that was for sure each and every one of us a personal Geula, and Yirtzeh Hashem, part of the big cumulative, big huge Geula for all of Am Yisrael. We should be zochei Yirtzeh Hashem, as we have Chazak, we Chazik the Shabbos, and we have Achodesh Zelachem, the month of Geula. We should be zochei to see the fulfillment of the idea that B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan they were redeemed. Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zocha to all sing and dance together right here, right over there. Look out, right over there. We should be zocha to sing and dance together. All of our cousins will find another place to hang out, and we'll have a place, Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll have plenty of room for all the Jews to come together and sing and dance and rejoice with the Geula Shlema, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'Mehirah V'Yameinu.
Amen.